My message this morning is continual victory. We as human beings like to think of victory as just a finite thing. I got the victory. Well, what about tomorrow? Continual victory is what Jesus Christ has died on the cross of Calvary for. Yes, it'll go from faith to faith, it'll go from battle to battle, it'll go from victory to victory, but it's a continual victory. It never stops. The only one that stops our Christian victory is us. No, not the pastor. Us. I raised my hand and everybody looked at me like, oh, I'm the reason my victory. No, not the pastor. Each individual. We are the ones that stop our victories. You don't have to go very far reading in God's word what happened when the children of Israel did not obey. They lost the battle. What happens when you and I do not obey? We lose the battle, and thus our continual victory has been stopped. But that's not the will of God, and that's not the desire of Christ. Christ died for a continual victory. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, it says, "But thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." And then Hebrews 13:8 says, "Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever." That speaks continual victory to me. Forever. The victory in Christ Jesus is forever. Hallelujah. And so thus then I can have continual victory in my life. And I chose the scriptures. Sister Lindsay had made a reference to this about the king of Israel. And when he went to Elisha, and Elisha told him to take his bow and his arrow, and then Elisha put his hands on the king's hand, and he shot that arrow through an open window, and he said, "This is your first victory," so to speak. It was a victory that he came there to ask about. This is your first victory. This is the arrow of victory. This is the arrow of the Lord, for the arrow of your victory to defeat the king that's coming against you. And then Elisha told him, "Now take your arrows and smite the ground." And that's when he did that proverbial thing that we do sometimes in our Christian life. He just did a little bit. Just did a little bit. Maybe he had that thought in his mind, "What good is this going to do?" You ever wrestle that silly thought? What good would running around the church do? I don't know. Have you ever done it to see? We can stand all day long and say, "Well, what good will this do?" Well, get out there and try it and see what good it will do. See, what is that? That's pride in its power in our lives, and it's stopping the victory. This is not a matter of what good will it do according to my thoughts. I'm sure that's what that king thought too. He kind of liked shooting that arrow out the window. This is pretty spectacular. But beating my arrows on the dirt, what good will that do? And so that's why 1, 2, 3, whoopee. Yeah. Yeah. His heart wasn't in it, was it? He stopped the continual victory. And the prophet was irate, because he knew the victories that God wanted to bring. And he realized that the king didn't catch on at all. His heart wasn't in it. His mind was only on that moment's victory. But Elisha was trying to bring him the reality there will be a continual victory if there's continual enthusiasm. Have you ever wondered why the enemy wants to discourage you so bad? Because that will then cause you to stop the victory. Because victory comes when there's enthusiasm, because enthusiasm is a symptom of faith. Hallelujah. And thus continual victory. And I got scripture after scripture, but I'm going to move right on. And if you want these notes, you can have them. Brother Lucas has got a copy of them. I got a copy of them up here. Of course, you wouldn't have everything we're going to say in between them, but you'd have the notes and the scriptures. Amen. My notes don't give you word-for-word detail. My notes give us the scriptures, and then the Spirit of God fills in between. That's how I've preached for 30-some years. People always wondered why I never went back to the pulpit when I started preaching. Now, right now, I always stay up here because I kind of like it up here. This is just a wonderful to be. Amen. And I always used to preach, and I'm getting fluff in here, but I always used to preach with my hanky in my hand. And I'd always just look at it. And in preaching revivals, a lot of people come up to me after services and say, do you write your notes on your hanky? Because you never go back to that pulpit when you start preaching. I said, well, no, I never thought about that. No, I'm just nervous. And I'd look at my hanky instead of looking at all those faces. You know, and that's where that came from. Amen. Praise the Lord. But here in the close here, a columnist wrote in the San Francisco Chronicle, said, every morning in Africa, a gazelle wakes up. It knows it must run faster than the fastest lion, or it will be killed. Every morning in Africa, a lion wakes up. It knows it must run faster than the slowest gazelle, or it will starve to death. So it doesn't matter whether you're a lion or a gazelle, when the sun comes up, you'd better be running. Charles Spurgeon wrote likewise, if you are not seeking the Lord, the devil is seeking you. If you are not seeking the Lord, judgment is at your heels. In the Christian life, it's not enough simply to wake up. We are called to run, to become more Christ-like, and to press ahead in godliness. So when the sun comes up, you better be running. You better be running the race that Jesus Christ has set before you. Hallelujah. That you might win. And you might maintain a continual victory in your life. You see, if you wake up every morning with victory on your mind, guess what that day is going to hold? Amen. See, everything good, everything right, everything holy, everything bright, everything worthy, all that I should, I'm going to dwell on everything good. Hallelujah. And you and I will have continual victory. Praise be to our God. Hallelujah. It's the promises of God. It's the work of the cross of Calvary. It's what God wants all men and women to know and understand. Victory is yours through Jesus Christ. But don't stop it. Put that arm down and let him in. And let him lead and rule and reign. And we'll walk in continual victory. There are times when we stumble. There are times when we're tested. There are times that he allows our faith to be tried. Doesn't mean he's left us. Doesn't mean he's forsaken us. He's just wanting to see how fast we'll run to him for the victory. Hallelujah. Or whether we're going to sit idle and waller in self-pity. One of the biggest enemies of the Christian is self-pity. Why is it always me? It's not always you. It's everybody. If we're not seeking the Lord, the devil's on our heels. Got to be running. Running for my life. Let's stand together. Amen. Yes. Okay, go ahead.